This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Podal praises the role of community radio in imparting information to the citizens and community. CPN Maoist Centre decides to expand cabinet by tomorrow. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses women participation for building equitable society. And at least 25 people died and dozens injured as tornado hits the state of Mississippi. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podal has said the community radios have crucial role in disseminating information to the citizens and community. During a meeting with the Association of Community Radio Broadcasters Nepal at Sheetal Nivas yesterday, the president praised the role of community radio for disseminating true information in a prompt manner. The president said the country's economy would get a boost if the community radios encouraged the issue of productivity at the local level. President Podal also laid emphasis on developing the culture to respect the labor. On the occasion, Community Radio Broadcasters Nepal Association extended its congratulations to Podal on his election to the post of the president and wished for his successful tenure. President Ramchandra Podal has said that his main duty and responsibility is to abide by and protect the Constitution of Nepal. During a meeting with the delegation of Nepal Bar Association, NBA, yesterday, the president said he was aware of the duty, responsibility and rights enshrined by the Constitution of Nepal. President Podal also asked the NBA to offer feedback and suggestions to work in line with the letter and spirit of the Constitution. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said women's participation in every sector of the society is necessary. Inaugurating the International Women Leadership Summit organized by Confederation of Nepalese Industries CNI Women Leadership Forum in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal shared that the country was moving towards building an equitable society by prioritizing women's participation in every sector. Saying the constitution has guaranteed certain percent of women participation in different bodies of the government, the prime minister further said adequate amount of budget and resources had been allocated for the empowerment of women. He laid emphasis on the need of increasing women's participation in economic sector and entrepreneurship development. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has pointed out the need for taking the campaign of social transformation to remote areas. Addressing the inaugural session of the Convention of Lions Club in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal mentioned that social organizations should provide services reaching the rural areas. The Prime Minister also underscored the policy and program to develop leadership not only in the educated youths of urban areas but also youths of remote areas of all classes and communities. Prime Minister Dahal further said the incumbent government was determined to achieve goal of social justice, good governance and prosperity by facing the existing political and economic challenges. The head of the government also lauded the role played by the Lions in education and social transformation. A meeting of the office bearers of the CPN Maoist Center has decided to expand the cabinet by tomorrow. Talking to media persons after the meeting, Party Secretary Devendra Podal said the cabinet expansion would take place by tomorrow. He added that the Prime Minister was entrusted to draft the proposal of cabinet expansion and the draft would be discussed among the leaders in the 10-party coalition. Maoist Centre Party Secretary Podal further said the meeting dwelt on the matters of concluding transitional justice through necessary acts and laws and addressing the matters of people's concerns, keeping the coalition intact. The meeting of the office bearers of the Nepali Congress has held discussion regarding the participation in the government. The Nepali Congress has informed that during the meeting held yesterday, matters relating to representation in the government, ministry, ministers and ministries were discussed. The government has formed a 6-member probe committee to investigate the loss of lives and property incurred in agitation launched against the naming of Koshi province. The probe committee is led by Joint Secretary Rambandu Subedi. 42-year-old Padam Limbu of Mangung Municipality 9 in Therathum had died during the agitation launched against the naming of Koshi province. The Prime Minister's Personal Secretary Ramesh Mala said Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the protest programs of the agitating sides have drawn the attention of the entire nation. The head of the government also appealed to the agitating sides to sit for talks by withdrawing the protest programs. The Prime Minister held a meeting yesterday with the representatives of various organizations launching the agitation. 3 persons died on the spot in a road accident at Hariharpur of Mithila Municipality in Dhanusa yesterday. Police said the deceased had been identified as 28-year-old truck driver Saga Chaudhary of Sunsari, his helper Arjun Chaudhary and Lokman Shrestha of Morang. The accident occurred when a truck heading towards west from east collided with another truck coming from opposite direction. Police said Narayan Shrestha of Sarlai was injured in the incident and he is currently receiving treatment at Tholkebar Hospital. The government of Nepal has received commitments for foreign aid amounting to over 138.5 billion rupees as of mid-March in the current fiscal year. According to the Ministry of Finance, Nepal received commitments for grants equivalent to 24.56 billion rupees and foreign loans equivalent to 114 billion rupees from different bilateral and multilateral development partners in the last 8 months. The government, through its annual budget, had set a target to receive foreign loans worth 242.26 billion rupees and foreign grants of 44.46 billion rupees. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged to establish a research academy for the development and promotion of Newar communities, civilization, culture and history. Addressing a program organized by World Newar Organization Nepal chapter on the occasion of 6th World Newar Day in Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister said such an academy will be of all Nepalis, not only of the Newar community. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City KMC has directed all the stakeholders to remove the illegally built structures along the riverbanks in Kathmandu within 7 days. Issuing a notice yesterday, the Metro Police asked all to remove the properties built illegally, encroaching the public places such as riverbanks and corridors. The Metro Police warned that it would forcefully demolish such structures if the concerned people do not follow the direction of the Metro Police within the stipulated timeline. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Search and rescue efforts are continuing in Mississippi after a deadly tornado hit the state of Mississippi. At least 25 people have died in the state and one in Alabama, with dozens more left injured by Friday's tornado. The storms devastated several rural towns, with Rolling Fork in western Sharkey County almost completely wiped out. Mississippi State Governor Tate Reeves has declared a state of emergency to help respond to the damage. According to the BBC, U.S. President Joe Biden also described the images coming out of Mississippi as heartbreaking and said the federal government would do everything it could to help. More storms are predicted to hit parts of Alabama and Georgia early on Sunday and potentially bring large hail. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said Russia will station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. President Putin said the move would not violate nuclear non-proliferation agreements and compared it to the U.S. stationing its weapons in Europe, according to the Russian state media. Moscow would not be transferring control of its arms to Minsk, he added. The U.S. said it did not believe Russia was preparing to use the nuclear weapons after the announcement. The U.S. Defense Department said in a statement that it would remain committed to the collective defense of the NATO alliance. The Belarusian regime is a firm Kremlin ally and the supporter of the invasion of the Ukraine. President Putin told Russian state television on Saturday that Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko had long raised the issue of stationing tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 25.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 11.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. President Ramchandra Powdel praises the role of community radio in imparting information to the citizens and community. CPN Mahesh Center decides to expand cabinet by tomorrow. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses women participation for building equitable society. And at least 25 people die and dozens injured as tornado hits the state of Mississippi. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.